Solve presents The Missing Babysitter, Part 3.
Listeners, Richie wants me to keep investigating. So he must be innocent, right? He wants me to clear his name, right? I feel like I'm just talking into space. When radio was invented, it connected people all across the world. But I'm here alone in my closet. Very alone. I missed hearing Richie snores through the wall last night. Sometimes it keeps me up, but not hearing them was worse. I wonder if that's how Kara's parents feel. Is their house as quiet as mine right now? Did Kara's mom call out of work like my mom did? Is her dad pacing the living room like I'm walking back and forth in this closet? I started reading Kara's diary from the beginning. It starts on the date Mr. Bernard gave me, April 23rd, 2016. She was my age, 14. And my mom was right, she was into some stuff. In fact, it was our favorite condescending detective that caught her.
Well, 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 Miss Winger. You've been up to some mischief.
I'm sorry.
You were carrying cocaine, marijuana, and acid. Was that all for you?
I was going to a party.
To sell?
No.
Oh, so you were just going to give out hundreds of dollars of drugs to be nice?
I don't know. I want my mom.
Your mom is on the other side of that glass. She's about ready to call a lawyer for you. But I wanted to make you an offer first. Kara, you're just a kid. You might be selling some of this stuff, but you aren't where it's coming from. Tell us who's giving it to you. Testify against them. Give us the big fish. And you, little fishy, get to go back home and straighten up, become a model citizen, and make something of your life.
Hell no, it was me.
No, we'll keep your name out of it. I'm guessing you aren't the only one selling for him?
I can't tell you everyone. I don't even know.
That's fine. Again, we don't want the little fish. I mean, sure. Some might get caught in the net along with the big guy. But there are too many of you. No one will be able to figure out where the information came from.
Can I think about it?
No. This is a limited time offer. You say yes now, and we talk for a little while, and you leave. You say no. I go get an ink pad so we can take your fingerprints and get you booked.
I don't know.
Is this guy worth throwing away your whole life? Is fear worth it?
Okay. I'll tell you.
Good choice, kid.
Don't call me kid.
Okay. Kara. Now. Give me a name.
Mr. Howard. He lives in my neighborhood.
Is that how you know him?
His son introduced us a few months ago. At first, I was just using. Then Mr. Howard said I owed him money for what I used, and I had to sell. He said they'd hurt my parents.
Well, they're not going after anyone else after this.
How do you know?
This is what I do, Kara. I catch the bad guys. You're gonna be safe. I promise.
So Kara helped put someone in jail. This Mr. Howard. Why does that sound so familiar? I don't know anyone in town with that name, but...
Sam, what are you doing in your closet?
Science.
Okay. Do you want to talk, honey?
Yeah. What do you know about Mr. Howard?
I meant, do you want to talk about what's going on with your brother?
Nope.
Sam, I need you to be an adult here. I am barely holding this together. I've been on the phone with lawyers all morning. I can't get a hold of Mr. Bernard.
Why are you trying to find Mr. Bernard?
He has experience with kids in trouble with the police. I thought he might have some advice for Richie.
But Richie's innocent.
I know that, and you know that. But there are people who just want to blame someone for a young woman's death. So in any case, we need to prepare for the worst.
What if we track down the witness? They can't be sure it was Richie. It was the middle of the night.
What did I say about this? You have to let the police handle it.
The police arrested the wrong person.
Sam, I forbid you to poke your nose into this. I already have a child in prison. I don't want to be driving around town looking for you, okay? Okay?
Okay.
Give me a hug. I have to go into the lawyer's office. Will you promise to stay here? Please?
I promise.
Don't let anyone in.
Listeners, I know it looks bad. I know to an outside perspective that my brother sneaking out of the Garcia's house that night and lying about it seems really, really bad. But I know Richie. It can't be him. When Kara was having a re-birthday after a life of drugs, he was just playing stupid video games and... I forgot, when Kara was having a re-birthday. April 23rd. 0423. It's Kara's passcode! I'm in. Wait, Mr. Bernard was texting her. Weird. He sent Kara's address last week. Hey, Lisa, I need a ride.
There are people who just want to blame someone for a young woman's death. So in any case, we need to prepare for the worst.
Should I ask you how you're doing? Since Richie is, like, you know.
He didn't kill Kara. I just can't figure out why he lied about going to see her that night.
That might be my fault.
How?
I sent him an email from a made-up account telling Richie she was cheating on him. He went to confront her.
What? Did you leave the note on his windshield too? She thought that was Elena.
I thought she spilled about my real address and I was mad. And I thought she was screwing a guidance counselor, which was gross.
She wasn't. And she didn't tell anyone about your address.
She didn't? So I...
Yes. Screwed with your best friend's relationship for no reason.
I have to apologize to Richie.
You can apologize by helping me clear his name, which is what we're about to do.
You're playing detective again?
No.
You have arrived at your destination.
I'm just going to see my guidance counselor.
This is Seth's house?
Hi, Mr. Bernard. Seth, whatever. Why are you giving students your home address?
Sam, get back in the car.
I am certain I did not give you my address, Samantha.
It's Sam. You gave it to Kara.
I give it to all my students in the program. Sometimes kids don't feel safe after what they've been through and they need to talk to someone. They know where to go.
But you've been working with Kara for years and you just gave her your address a few days before she disappeared. What changed?
Is everything okay out here?
Harrison?
Hey, Lisa.
Are you Harrison as in Elena's boyfriend?
Yeah.
You're old.
I'm 22.
What are you doing here?
I was invited. What are you doing here?
Exposing a murderer?
Does your mother know where you are, Samantha? I was just on the phone with her.
Why did you give Kara your address?
I just moved. I sent her my new one. Look.
I'm still unpacking. Harrison is here to help.
Just wanted to return the favor for all the advice Seth's given me.
That's so nice. Enjoy unpacking. Sam and I are going to go now.
But I'm not done.
We are going.
Hey, Sam. Sorry to hear about your brother.
How do you know about him?
Elena told me. She thought he was a really good guy.
He is.
Are you crazy?
What do you think Harrison meant when he said he was sorry about Richie?
Probably that he was sorry about Richie. It's not a code.
Harrison went to juvie for selling drugs.
Okay, that's yet another reason to stop snooping around him and Seth.
Do you think he was one of Mr. Howard's dealers? One of the ones that went down when Kara testified against him?
Who was Mr. Howard? What are you talking about?
Before you moved here, before you met Kara, she used to deal drugs. For a Mr. Howard. Detective Fry offered her a deal to testify against him and she got to go free. You guys were best friends. Didn't you tell each other everything?
Kara didn't really talk about her past.
If Harrison is out of prison, maybe Mr. Howard is too. Maybe he came back to find Kara and take revenge. What are you doing?
I have to get to the Garcias to babysit. I'm dropping you off here.
At the police station?
This is where your mom asked me to bring you.
You told my mom on me? Seriously?
If it isn't Nancy...
Nancy Drew, I know. Can't you come up with a newer reference?
Your mom is with your brother and his lawyer. You can have a seat.
Wait. I think Mr. Howard is back.
Your mom will be out in a minute.
Come on, it's a lead. Don't you want to check if the guy Kara testified against is out of prison?
Okay. First off, I don't want to know how you know about that case. But whatever you did to find out, forget it.
Fine, I will if you check it out.
Great. Because I already did. It was the first thing I looked into. He died in prison last year. So unless you're a big believer in ghosts, he's not our guy.
There has to be someone else.
Okay, I know it's hard to think that someone you love could do something so terrible. But my job is to look at things objectively. And objectively, I don't think Howard Lawson could have committed murder from the grave.
Howard Lawson? Kara called him Mr. Howard in her diary.
She always called adults by Mr. or Miss and their first name.
Samantha Ann Duell.
Is she bothering you, Detective Fry?
Not at all. You've got a bright kid. If you'll excuse me.
You are grounded for eternity.
Pretty sure it can only be until I'm 18.
You underestimate me, young lady.
Can I talk to Richie?
No. Visiting hours are over. We're going home.
I have to ask him.
Sam! I have spent the day in the police station sitting across from my son in handcuffs. If you have no regard for the police, this investigation, or me, think about your brother. You aren't doing him any favors by pissing everyone off, and you aren't doing yourself any favors either.
Where are the two places you put all of your most private things? The phone and a diary, right? I mean, I have Kara's phone, I have her diary. Why can't I crack this? What am I missing? I found an entry in the diary about me. I didn't know if I should read it, but... Kara starts by saying, I don't have a little sister, but if I did, I would want her to be like Sam. If I had a big sister, I would have wanted it to be Kara. But I do have a big brother, and I'm not gonna lose him too. Okay, no matter what my mom or Fry say, I have to keep going. Fry said that Kara referred to adults the same way that the Garcia kids do. I wonder if they learned that from her.
Sam, are you crashing all of my babysitting gigs now?
Sorry, Lisa, it's just... things aren't looking good for Richie, and I don't know who else to talk to.
Yeah, I understand. Well, the kids will be down for the night soon. I'm just gonna go run them a bath. Do you mind watching them for a minute?
Sure. No problem. Hey, Mira. Hey, Raina.
Hi, Miss Sam. Do you want to play gymnastics with us?
Actually, I want to play detective.
I'll be a robber.
No, you'll both be witnesses. I'm just going to ask you some questions. First question. The last time Miss Kara was babysitting you, what did you guys get up to?
We ordered pizza and watched a movie.
And did you see anybody talking to Miss Kara?
Mr. Richie.
Richie. Right.
Oh, and Mr. Howard.
Mr. Howard? That's impossible.
All right, my little gymnasts. Up to the bath. Go.
Lisa, the kids say they saw Mr. Howard talking to Kara. But Howard Lawson, the guy Kara helped send to prison, is dead.
They're little kids, Sam. They make stuff up or they get confused.
Or maybe they didn't.
Wait, I thought you wanted to talk.
We did. Thanks. Here we go, listeners. I can crack this. Kara met with Elena, then went to babysit. They ordered pizza, watched a movie, Richie came over, left at 10 p.m. That's when Mr. Howard must have come. Oh my God. I've been looking at this all wrong. I know who killed Kara. Elena?
You can't keep getting in my face like this, Sam. This is harassment.
Funny that you should mention harassment. Do you think Kara ever felt unsafe in this town?
I don't know. We didn't exactly talk about our feelings.
Maybe it's because someone was in town. Someone from her past.
I don't like riddles.
Harrison.
What about him?
He knew Kara from her day's dealing. He was the one that got her into it.
I served my time for that kid. What are you doing coming over here bringing that up?
But your dealing days aren't over, are they? That's how you're able to get Elena her Ritalin. I guess delivering pizzas doesn't pay enough?
That's Elena's medicine. Who cares where I got it from?
You work a lot of late nights. A lot of overtime.
What are you getting at?
You were the one that saw Richie. You're the witness.
You're right. I'm sorry. I saw him leaving the Garcias while I was delivering pizzas. I had to tell someone.
Except Richie left at 10 p.m. and the pizza place closes at 8 p.m.
You must have your times wrong.
I don't. I'm very detail-oriented. If you were, you might not be in this mess.
What mess is that?
Murder, Howard.
Harrison? What is she talking about?
That's your first name, right? You're Howard Harrison Lawson Jr., the son of Howard Lawson, the man that Kara testified against 4 years ago. There was a Mr. Howard there that night. Just not the one I thought.
This is insane.
Because that Mr. Howard is dead.
Leave my dad out of it.
That's why you did it, right? Your dad died because of Kara, so you decided to kill her.
I said to leave him out of it!
Harrison, get off her!
Hey, step away and put your hands up!
Detective Fry?
Howard Lawson Jr., you're gonna have to come with me.
What is this?
Detective Fry, how did you—
I'll explain at the station.
Hey, back off!
What's going on? Where are you taking him?
All right. Anything else, Detective Duell?
Yeah. I want you to let my brother go.
One of my officers is already on it. And your mother is waiting outside to take you both home.
Does she look mad?
She doesn't look happy. You know, you're gonna want to thank your brother for saving your neck, by the way. While he was in lockup, he listened to your little radio show the entire time. When you went off to try to catch a murderer on your own, he tattled on you.
At least I had one listener.
You could have gotten yourself seriously hurt, or even killed. But I am grateful to you. I promised Kara that she would be safe, and I didn't fulfill that promise. But no more police work until you're old enough to join the academy. Understood?
Understood. I think from now on, I just want to get back to my science projects anyway. I thought Maple, New Jersey was boring. And it is. But it also has brave people like Kara. Every day of her life, she walked outside knowing that she had done something dangerous and brave. And that she had made enemies. But she worked hard to create a life for herself. And that's what I'm going to do. I won the science fair with this radio. I'm going to the Smithsonian, and then I'm going to go to one of the summer camps Mr. Bernard told me about. After I apologized for accusing him of murder. There's even one program in crime scene forensics. If Mom will let me go near anything resembling detective work. But for now, this case is solved. And I'm going to do something I never thought I'd do. Play some stupid video games with my big brother. This is Sam Duell, signing off.
Samantha Duell was played by Giselle Torres. Kara Winger by Valerie Rose Lohman. Richie Duell by Eric Schuett. Lisa Hayes by Jaden Girone. Detective Fry by Philip Anthony Rodriguez. Elena Kirshner by Audrey Boos. Mr. Bernard by Michael John Pollock. Sylvie Duell by Aaron Young. Harrison by Adam Weber. This episode of Solve was written by Alex Rubin. Directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Sterling Barnett. Casting by Daisy Laura. Audio production and post-production by Salt Audio. Production manager Liz LeMay. Recording engineers Hope Brush and John Schmidt. Original music and score by Nathan Turchon. Edited and mixed by Zach Jurich. Assistant editor, Shihang Zhu. Sound design by Eric Rachelson. Script supervisor Marilyn Miller.